Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
What up, friend?
What's going on?
Hi, hi, hi.
It is a Sunday, right?
It is a Sunday. Dreaded Sunday. I have to go back to work tomorrow, and I am not excited. Not excited about it.
That sucks.
Yep. It sucks even more because Jason has the next 3 days off. So, yeah. We did not plan our days off at all together this time.
Apparently not. I got to work tomorrow, then Tuesday, Wednesday off. So
I have Wednesday off, but that's it. So not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Such is life. Such is life.
Right.
How was your Christmas?
It was good. It was pretty laid back. Christmas evening, I went over to Lisa's mom's, had her crazy ass family over there. I mean, I love them all to death. It's so awesome to see a family interact.
Yeah.
Like other people's family, like outside of my own family, react with each other. And it was just awesome. We did a Secret Santa, which was really different than it was a white elephant, I should say. But it was a different white elephant that I've ever played before, basically. So normally they do the oldest person picks the gift first and then the next age down to the youngest. Well, this year they did the youngest to the oldest. Everybody unwraps the gifts and then they set a timer. In this case, it was 25 minutes and you have a box and two dice and you have to roll pairs and then you could steal somebody else's gift and exchange it with them. And for 25 minutes, people are, stealing each other's gifts. And it was different.
That's cool, fun. Yeah, that's fun. Right on.
So I ended up leaving with a stainless steel mixing bowl set with like rubber bottom.
Heck yeah.
Built-in cheese grater and lids and all that. I was like, that's awesome.
Dude, I'd be pumped for that gift. I feel like a yes.
Everybody was stealing, including myself, as somebody came up with this gift. It was a picture frame with like the frame within the picture frame. So it was like framed like sections and each one of those frames was filled with a scratch ticket.
Right on. Okay. Okay.
So everybody was trying to steal and win that.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up scratching the tickets, only won $5.
That's typically how it goes too. Yeah, ours was good. My kids all came home. Obviously, Jaden's always home, but my other two older ones came home and brought their fiance and girlfriend. And my mother-in-law was here. I cooked and we played games and it was really good. I definitely needed it. Having my kids around and my son, it showed me that even when I think they're not watching, they're watching. My son bought me this sign. It's a neon sign that he wants me to hang in my home gym that says humble over hustle. So it's humble of a capital H for both words and then the line through it. And humble's on top over hustle. And he was like, I want you to put that in the gym. And he was like, you're just doing really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Of course, I got emotional. So,
of course.
But it was good. Yeah. No, it was really good. It was good. Everybody got their gifts that they asked for and, you know, just spent time together all day. So it was really good. I needed it for sure.
Right.
So, but yeah, now, then right after we had Ashley's birthday, was yesterday. She turned 24. It still today, I'm like, holy shit, I have a 24-year-old kid. Right. And it just not sitting quite right yet, y'all. Just not sitting quite right just yet.
What, you're 40?
44.
44.
I had her, I got pregnant at 19, had her at 20, and she turned 24 this year.
Wow. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so cool. I mean, it's super cool for her. You know, I think she struggled with it a little bit this year. You know, she's doing really good back in her own apartment and doing her thing. So it was actually really good. Good birthday. We played Topgolf, and anybody that knows us knows how competitive this entire family is. And BT Dubs, just to put it out there, I smacked Jason's ass all day long yesterday. So there's that too.
I saw the score you posted.
That was just one of them. That was just one. I beat him, I think, a total of 4 or 5 times. He really only won one game out of the whole thing. Me and Jaden whooped up on him. So it was fun. Good times. So.
Top Golf's pretty fun. I played it with, I've played it one time. So
yeah, we definitely want to go back. Jaden loved it. So I'm sure we'll be going back. But nice. Yeah, it was fun. It was a good day. Today, that's just awesome. Grocery shopping and meal prep and blah, 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 blah. Go fucking back to work tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, it is what it is, right?
Don't really have the option not to. I mean, I do, but I also like my house and my car and all the things. So, yeah. But no, Jaden is obviously out on Christmas break and come up with this whole box of questions that are like, in the way I would describe them, are very adult-minded questions.
Okay.
Which kind of surprised me coming from Jaden. Yes, Jaden is 16 and mature and all of that, but like some of these questions, I was like, wait a minute. Where did you even come up with that at? And just going through them, like one of the examples was, is it easier to forgive or forget? And I was like, first of all, I feel attacked. Don't ask me that question. So I have the box with me. Right. And I think we should just pop out a few of them and see what we come up with.
We're really going to do this.
We're really going to do it. All right, Aaron. Okay. See, right off the... If you had to choose between dying now or dying for a day or living forever, what would you choose and why?
So repeat that again.
If you had to choose between dying today, no, maybe that's not what that says. Yeah. My God, maybe I should have got glasses. If you had to choose between dying, what is that? Dying for a day? No, let me skip that one. I can't read it. This was so much better in my mind when I was doing this. Okay, here's a good one. If you met yourself, like, you know, say you're not yourself and you met yourself, would you like yourself?
I would. I think I'm a caring at times individual, can be personal.
I hate that you say that. I hate that you say that.
Well, it's true.
You're caring all the time.
Debatable.
No, it's not. You're caring all the time. Now, the way that it comes out, the way that it's delivered sometimes could be questionable. But you're a caring person all the time.
See, other people see people differently than we see ourselves. So that's well pointed.
Why would I pull this one. Oh my God.
This one's for you.
Why do you doubt yourself so much even after all the tough things you've been through? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, this is a 16-year-old kid writing these.
Makes you think.
Why do I doubt myself so much even after all the tough things that I've been through? I mean, I think it's the things that have been put in my head over the years, especially when I was a kid. I think the doubt in myself is a lot less than what it used to be. But yeah, I would say just trauma and negative experiences and the lenses that I look at the world through. And if I'm being 100% honest, the multiple times that I've let myself down. So I can doubt me and beat me up better than anybody can. So, yeah.
It's a good one for you.
Yeah, let's move past it. Oh my. Lanta, if your best friend was holding a gun to your head, what would your final words be?
What the fuck are you doing?
Right?
Wow, where did that question come from?
Right? So this is another one that he read to me. And of course, my instant reaction was, you better hope it fucking kills me. Like, you better not miss.
Right? Yeah.
Wild. You're getting all the easy bullshit.
You're picking them.
Oh my God. What do you miss the most about your childhood? I think for me, my brother and I were really close as kids. And our mode of transportation was our bikes. Obviously, it was a different time then. You can't just let your kids go and ride bikes all day long now. They'll end up trafficked or something. But just going and riding bikes, literally from the second we got up in the morning until the time that the streetlights came on, we would be everywhere, do everything outside all day long, just... That was like the best times. And my dad would let us stay outside right in front of the house and play hide and go seek till like 2 or 3 in the morning with the neighbor kids. Like that was the best time. Like just being outside playing, drinking water from the hose.
Right.
Somebody would go in and get a bag of chips from their house or sneak out some kind of snacks or something. And like you'd live off of, you know, nothing all day long and just have the best time ever. So I definitely miss that. I'm sad that my kids didn't have that, grow up with that kind of, you know, childhood because we moved around so much. But yeah, that was that. Those were the days.
It's definitely a different time now.
For sure. Okay. I dug deep for that one. Ooh, okay. What moment made you realize life is short?
I would say probably, I think anytime anybody in my life dies, whatever it may be, like I've had some people, my 23-year-old cousin growing up, I was pretty close with him and, you know, he got into doing drugs and stuff like that and crime and he ended up getting, spinal meningitis and pretty much
that's like really bad too, like really hard. Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah,
he ended up dying at the age of 23. My aunt decided to have an open casket and they had removed his brain to do an autopsy and they didn't put the top of his skull back in. So I just remember being like, I had to have been like 12 years old. And I was standing next to the casket as my aunt, like his mom went up and put her hand on the top of his head. And he was so swollen, like he barely fit in the coffin. And I'm just thinking like, he's just messing around. He's going to jump up and be like, psych. But she goes to put her hand on the top of his head and it sinks in because they didn't put the skull back on the top of his head.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, man, 23 years old. And I, to this day, still don't understand why people have open caskets. It's like, why would you want that to be the last memory you have of somebody? So, yeah.
When my mom died, same thing. My mom was 41 when she died. When she died, they asked us if we wanted an open casket. And I didn't, my sister at the time was 9, and I didn't want that to be the last vision my sister had. The same exact reason, the top of my mom's skull was not on her. I just didn't want that to be the last thing that, you know, I have a picture of her in the casket. Like, they took pictures of her before they closed the casket. But yeah, I closed it. I just didn't want that to, and if anybody knew my mom and my mom knew that people saw her that way, oh my God, there probably would be a ghost like haunting me or something. So yeah, I chose to close it. And I've let my sister see the pictures one time when she got older, but even then it was still shocking to her, you know.
Yeah.
That wasn't the last thing I wanted someone to see of my mom. Yeah. So right. Yeah, I chose to close it.
That's good.
Let's see. So my, yeah, it's my turn. Oh my God, dude. How about we just ask you questions? I like that idea way better.
I'm sure you do.
What is the hardest thing for you to open up about? Sabotage for my own kid.
But yet you had the bright idea to do this.
Right. Well, originally, when I first brought this bright idea up, I don't think, you know, let's call it what it is. My mindset has been crap the last few days. And so when I first brought this idea up, I was like, yeah, it'll be fun. Now I'm like, not so much.
Right.
The hardest thing for me to open up about. I think it's hard for me to open up 100% when I'm struggling in general. I don't necessarily know that there's one specific thing. My anger, probably. It's just hard for me to open up about it in general. Especially when it's as bad as it is right now. And I think that's a lot of guilt and shame. And the thought of having to ask someone for help or opening up to someone about it is just, I think that's where the guilt and the shame come from. Like, even right now, talking about it, I can feel my heart racing.
Because you're so tough and don't need to ask for help.
I don't know if it's that, though, if I'm being 100%. I mean, people know that I'm not as tough as I portray myself. We all know that. It's the guilt and the shame, I think. Embarrassment of it, I think, if that makes sense. And the fear of being a burden. The fear of being a burden. Or being the friend that's broken all the time. Like, yeah. That's that. It's just hard for me to open up about that stuff in general. And I do to you, I do to Jason. And, you know, you guys know what I tell you. That's it. So, you know,
we do only know what you tell us.
That's it.
Yeah.
Can't even read that one. Would you want to know your future?
No.
I don't think I would either.
That's like saying, would you like to know the way when you die or how you're
right.
Die?
Right.
No.
Dude, I'd okay. Never leave my house.
I'm cool with like living life on the edge and just living with the flow.
Right. Let's see.
No, ma'am.
Damn it, Jaden. If the world was ending tomorrow, would you be proud of the life you're living today? Yes, for the most part. I think I would be. Obviously, there's still work that always needs to be done, you know, for me personally, but the last 4 or 5 months, I've come a long way. And so, yeah, I think if I died, at least I know I've tried. I haven't got to where I want to be, and I don't know that I ever will, but I know I'm a lot better than I was even a month ago, you know? So, yeah, I'd be okay.
Good.
Is the most important purpose in life to find happiness?
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal in my life. Who wants to be miserable?
I mean, listen, some people like it.
Some people do. I mean, it's something I've strived for all my life. You know, I was pretty dark down. I mean, we've talked about a lot of it in the past podcasts, but yeah, I mean, I'm happy now in life. There can always be more happiness. You know, I just, you know, it just baffles me. Like, people are all about that money, thinking that, you know, all these external things or relationships, a new car, or money are going to make you happy. It's not. It'll last for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But that happiness has to come from within.
Mm-hmm.
And be okay with no matter where you're at in life. You could be the brokest person on the earth and still have the most happiness in your life.
Big facts. Big facts. I used to be that person. Like, I couldn't promote fast enough. I couldn't, you know, if I wasn't promoting, I was, especially at work, like my self-worth and identity laid in work. And I still struggle with that sometimes. And if I wasn't moving up fast enough, then I wasn't doing enough, which is what started, created that monster of, I'll kill myself before anybody outworks me. So, yeah. That's true. Okay. Ooh, would I rather spend the day with my younger self or older self? You know what? I'm going to say younger. Knowing what I know now, I would give anything to go back and take care of that little girl, or not even little, to go back to my 20s. Be like, listen, it does not have to be this difficult. Like, you got to take a breath. Not that serious.
I'll go a step further and ask, like, what would you tell your younger self?
That it's not my responsibility to take care of everybody else. It's not my responsibility to take care of everybody else. My responsibility is me. And I cannot save anybody else but myself.
I love you too.
Fucker. Okay. What is your deepest fear in life?
Dying alone.
That's not going to happen, friend. I'll be there. Don't worry.
Like, Don't worry. I've had these like thoughts in my head in the past about, like, you know, I'm like perpetually single. So it's like when I had all my health problems, you know, it's like, what if I died in my sleep? Like, how long would it take for somebody to find out that I actually died?
Okay. Now I see what you're okay.
But that's the loneliness, because it's like, if you're a couple or you have kids, there's people there that would obviously know within hopefully half hour, an hour, maybe even faster, but like living alone.
So the longest that you and I have went without talking to each other is probably, what, 2.5, 3 days maybe?
Yeah.
And even then, I was like, oh, best friend?
But honestly, yes. How long would it take you to, before not hearing from me?
If I message you, if I message you and you don't answer me back, you can bet your ass I'm coming to Auburn. And, well, let's take the walk that morning, for example, when you were running late. And I was like, okay, I get it. You might be running late. But if I don't hear from you, please know I'm coming there. I'm that friend. I'm showing up. Like,
right. I'll let you know that I did add you to my emergency. I figured out how to favorite people.
Thanks. I've been promoted.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay. Dang. If I could telepathically say something to all 79, however many people are on the earth, what would I say?
I know what it's going to be.
What would I say?
You would say,
choose love.
Yeah. Love people more.
Love.
I was going to say love people more.
Choose love every time. Always choose love. Damn it. Okay. If you could ask the universe one question, what would it be? And we could take the universe out. We can say God. We can say whatever.
Yeah.
whatever, if you could ask your higher power one question, what would it be?
I don't know if it would be a question, maybe more of a statement.
Okay.
Give me the strength.
I'm too emotional for this today, every day, but you know.
I mean, this could have gone a whole different way on Thursday if we would have did this podcast.
Oh, dude, I wasn't sure that today was going to be so great either, if I'm being honest. It's a process.
Yeah.
And
you're hiding it well.
Yeah. Yep, that part. Do you let people's opinions change you, or do you change people?
Mm.
I definitely used to be someone, a people pleaser. I definitely was that for a long time. And that was a defense mechanism, I think. As long as people liked me and didn't get mad at me, then nobody could, you know, hurt me for per se. Now, I'm definitely more secure in who I am. I know that I'm not for everyone, and I'm okay with that. But I still have that little piece that I just love people in general. You know this. Like, even when I'm not for someone, I still wish them love, and I still wish them good things. And I hope that they do that for me, too, even if they don't like me, because I do for them. Right. So I do think about that, but it's not anything where it affects anything that I do, I don't think, anymore. But it definitely was at one time, for sure. Let's see.
To that question, I think you do change people, because that was the question. Do you change for others, or do you change others? I believe that was
the question. Or do you change people? Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
I think you change people.
I think I have the ability to.
You inspire people for sure.
I think I have the ability to. I don't know that I'm necessarily doing that as much anymore, but I know I have the ability to. So yeah. If someone offered you a box with everything you ever lost, what would be the first thing you're looking for? Can we just pause for a second? This is my 16-year-old son asking these questions. Like, that's a pure heart right there. Okay, go ahead.
I would say my innocence.
Damn it, Aaron.
Because as a child, I was innocent. That got stripped away.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't even anything that didn't even come to my mind. Like, I've already been through all of these. And that was just not, I think I said, like, I don't even remember what I said, but that's like, yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. That's kind of surprising that came from me.
It's not though. It's not. Stop saying that. It's not.
Well, I'm saying it because either when I'm on the spot, like, it's hard for me to identify my feelings. So, like, identifying it was either love, and then all of a sudden innocence came into the picture. So, I don't know where it came from, but it's true.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad that it's coming to you sooner. That's progress. So,
for sure.
If you had 1 year to live, what would I stop doing? If I had 1 year to live, what would I stop doing? Vaping, for sure. Actually, no. If I know for sure that I only have 1 year to live, I'm going out.
Right.
Like, working.
Right.
Building someone else's dream instead of my own.
I like that.
Yeah. I'm gonna dig deep for you. That's when it's about the future. We've already discussed that one. Can a person be happy if they have never experienced sadness?
I think people can experience happiness regardless of whether they've had sadness or not. Because if you don't have sadness, what's the opposite of sad?
Yep. But that's what it's asking. Can a person be happy if they have never experienced what it's like to be sad?
Yeah, because they would be happy all the time.
Okay. See, I think you have to have the sad.
Yeah.
I think that if you have the sad, it makes you appreciate the happy that much more.
Yeah, for sure. But just because people don't have sadness doesn't mean they can't experience happiness.
I don't think that's even a thing, though. Everyone, at some point or another, regardless of what it looks like on Instagram or whatever, in some form or fashion, they have experienced some sort of sadness.
I agree. But so, that wasn't the question.
No. So, I know. I'm just adding. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. Everybody's experienced some kind of sadness, but I think that happiness can exist with the absence of sadness happening. Yes. You may not know that it's happy because that's how you are all the time. But I don't think people can be happy all the time because we all know sadness happens.
Have you ever met someone that's like happy all the time?
Yeah, it's creepy.
Okay. I thought maybe I was just, I thought I was being super judgmental and I was going to work on that. But like, it's not uncomfortable, but it's like you're waiting for the crazy to pop out. I don't know like how to describe it.
I mean, I think it's just because we've experienced the sadness and it's like, hey, asshole, how could you be happy all the time? Because nobody's used to it, right?
Sit down and shut up, happy. Dying.
I mean, there's this girl at my job that's like so loud and happy all the time. And I'm just like,
ooh, that's so much for you. That's a lot.
I don't say nothing. I just shut my door. I reach over my monitors and I shut the door. And it doesn't shut all the way. It's just like shuts. And she's finally caught on. And she said something. She's like, Aaron, don't like that I'm so loud. And I was like, you're extra loud. So.
Oh, God. Tell her to call me. I'll tell her how to hand it to you in doses. Doses, sister, doses. Yeah. Okay, mine is, who am I when nobody is watching? I think people are surprised and shocked when they find out that when it's just me, I'm really quiet, really still, and no TV, no music, just really quiet. And I think people, well, I assume, I guess I should say that, I haven't asked, so I don't know. I think people think that I'm on all the time, and I'm not. So when it's just me, I'm probably that scared little kid that just doesn't make a noise, doesn't make a sound, just super quiet and fighting the demons in my head constantly. So
I can see that.
Yeah. You've seen it.
Yeah.
I think that might surprise, like, listen, I'm a lot. Like, there's no question about that.
She's extra, people, at times.
Right. Like, I'm a lot. But then, like, so when it is just me, I can just, I don't have to be anything. And I sometimes, I don't even realize how bad I need to do that sometimes. Until I do it. And it's good for the first couple of hours. And then it just goes sideways after that. This, I don't even need to ask you this. I already know the answer. Would you rather always be the center of attention or always go unnoticed?
It's a mixture. I mean, I can't pick one or the other because there are times where I feel unnoticed and want to be noticed. And there is a lot of times that I don't want.
Do you think the circumstances around whatever it is determine that?
Yeah, for sure. Like I, we could take our side business as an example. Like when I first started in the business, I was crushing it. I signed like 80 people, like right away, and I felt I wasn't getting noticed by the leaders. Felt that I should. With that being said, and me seeing things now, I see why. I didn't, because the goal was to not just sign a bunch of people to drink the product. It was to build business leaders.
Yeah, I got mixed emotions about that, but, you know.
Yeah.
We'll leave that for another podcast. No. That one is reality, objective or subjective. If you could restart your life right now, would you and why? No, no. No, no, I'm all set with that.
No resetting your life? No?
I mean, I can reset my life right now, but like to go back and be a kid again and do all that now, hell no. There's too much that's not in my control.
Yeah.
And no, I have control of what happens in my life now, and I'm A-okay with that.
You care if I change that question? You're not okay?
No, I am okay if you change. No, I don't care if you
If there's one thing you could go back in your life, what would you change?
The moment that I picked up everybody else's weight and carried it.
That goes back way to childhood. Yeah, that's deep.
The second I picked that up and decided that it was my job to carry it is the defining moment in my life when everything changed. That was the second that I stopped being a kid and became the adult. And God only knows I was probably, I don't know, 5 years old. So, yeah. It's so tough. That's why I wouldn't restart. Like, to go through that again? Yeah, no, I'm all, no. No. I'm all set with that. I like but it what, where...
But what if you could go back and alter it?
I don't think that I could in my case.
Yeah.
If I didn't do what I did at that age, God only knows what I'd be sitting here. Like, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, we never know.
Okay. If you could have a conversation with your future self, what would you ask and discuss or discuss?
With my future self.
This is like the future questions, I think, are difficult for us because it's future tripping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of course, 16-year-old kid doesn't know what that is yet.
Right. I would say I would ask myself if I did the best that I could in my life. And yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
But I would ask my future self, like, yeah, if I did as best as I could or if I could have done better.
Yeah. I think mine was it all worth it? Everything that you went through? Will it, in the end, will it be worth it?
Yeah. It's a good one.
Couple more. It's my turn, right? Okay. Yeah,
sure is.
Would you rather be hurt with the truth or comforted with a lie? Always the truth. I've been lied to many, many times.
Yeah.
And it ends up just not good anyway.
Nope.
Even if it was good in the moment.
Right.
Just tell me the truth. For sure. I knew that would be your answer.
Yeah. Honesty is the best policy.
Let me find a good one for you. What's the pain that has changed you the most?
I would have to revert back to losing the innocence because that completely altered my life. Obviously, I have the ability now as an adult to change that and not live there. So, but if there's one thing, you know, because there's a lot of shit in my life that I did
symptoms
because of that. Yeah.
It's crazy that think, especially in the last few days, that this overwhelming anger thing has been going on for me. Like, to be able to go back and fucking pinpoint where that anger started, like, wild, wild.
Right.
And then just to see the layer get put on top of it. You know, for me, it's anger. Like, that's always the gut. And to see the extra layers of it get put on top of each other after each, whatever, trauma, situation, argument, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on and on. But to see it get added. And the reason I, like, started having that conversation with myself is to try and give myself the grace to get out of it and to try and understand why those levels of anger or layers of anger, I guess I should say, are there. But to be able to go back and pinpoint is wild.
Right.
Okay. Even reading these questions, I'm like, sketch.
I know. I saw the side eye. You were giving it a side eye.
What place is specifically special to you and why? Probably my hometown in Texas. It's a little town called Sigrace. And it's special for some good things. And there's definitely some bad things. But that's where my first memories are. Whether they're good or bad doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's where my grandmothers were. That is like home. If I had to, you know, there's something that happens when I go back there. I'm kin to one side of the town through my dad, to the other side of the town through my mom. And it doesn't matter where I go, because I look so much like my dad, people will automatically know who I am. It happened to Ashley too, because Ashley looks so much like me. There's just a sense of home. It's where my mother's buried, her brothers, my grandmother. But it's hard to go back there too. It's really hard. But that would be the place, I think. I was so eager to take Jason back there when we first got together. And my kids, after my kids were old enough, that's where you could ride bikes till whatever time and not have to worry about anything. And taking them back there was, I don't know, it was like, I don't know how to describe it. It was surreal, you know, and of course you show them all the good things, and then not my kids so much, but I could show Jason, you know, every telephone pole my dad wrapped a vehicle around, you know, every...
So you did take them back there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we've been back several times. Haven't been back in a long time, though, since before the last time I was there was probably a few years after my mom passed, but I haven't been back there in, probably 10 years at least, so...
Probably be yeah. Some healing...
Or worse, open up a whole nother can of worms.
Yeah.
All right, friend, last one for you. Well, this is a good one. This is a good one to end on.
We'll see.
What moment in your life are you the most proud of?
Getting sober. Yeah. It was a toss up between that's really huge, but at the same time, the other moment would be finding myself, because I too was like you. I had to please everybody and like try to help everybody else, but to avoid helping myself. So the moment that I could help myself was, I guess that includes getting sober. So.
Yeah, it's not mine for you, but yes, yeah. Those are big, big moments.
What would you say?
I think my moment for you that I'm the most proud of is at our events, when you just let go and you played full out, and I knew, like, as soon as you come walking toward, I knew that it was not a new Aaron, but a new piece of Aaron.
Yeah.
And I just was, and I knew how hard that was for you. And I just remember being like, that's my best friend.
Yeah.
Get your own, bitches.
That's definitely part of it, but I think I would have never got there unless I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sober part. And so.
That's true.
But that is huge, though. That point at Moore was definitely huge, too.
I'm going to end with the same question, because my luck, I'm probably going to pull out something and it's going to be no.
No, you got to pull.
Damn it, Aaron.
But then,
okay.
Then you can go back and answer what your proudest moment is.
My proudest moment right now is, I don't have one for me. Mine right now are my kids, the day that my kids were born. And seeing my kids become themselves and being okay with that is probably my proudest moment.
My proudest moment for you is you starting your journey.
Yeah, thanks, friend. Appreciate it. Sort of. I'm just going to leave that at.
Come on now. You know it's probably the best.
It is. It's just really, really difficult right now. So And every time it gets difficult, I want to drop kick you in the shin. So there's that.
Yes.
Okay. My question says, what is the best piece of advice you have ever received? The best piece of advice that I have ever received, and I've said this many, many times, is to keep the promises you make to yourself. Whatever, in any facet of life, you just keep the promises you make to yourself. For me, that is more than just keeping the promise. It's the integrity to yourself, the accountability to yourself, the doing the hard shit when you don't want to do the hard shit. And listen, I do not want to do the hard shit right now. My mental capacity is done with the hard shit, but we keep the promises that we make to ourselves, so we keep going through it, even when we want to burn fucking buildings down. Yeah. And grace. I'm still learning it, but to give yourself grace, because at the end of the day, we are human and we are going to make mistakes repeatedly. And yeah, those are the two of the most profound pieces that stay with me. And yeah, I mean, I could rattle off 15 slogans if you want me to, but I repeat those on a daily these days.
Right. Well, that was...
Yeah.
It was fun.
Shout out to Jaden. Listen, yeah, kiddo, we love you. I'm super proud of you for thinking in these terms and this kind of mindset, because I think it just sets you up for who you want to be in the future. So keep pushing the boundary, kid. I love you to pieces, and I'm super proud of you. So yeah, this was fun. Listen, I was super impressed with this set of questions. I mean, there's still a full bowl full, but, and we got a good stack going on, but yeah. So just something fun. And I'm curious to see if Jaden goes to school and takes them to school and asks friends and how it's perceived, because I think if this is where our kids' minds are, listen, I'm all for it. Let's start having the conversations now and start building them up now.
Amen to that.
Yeah. But this is it before the new year, friend. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
This is it before the new year. Holy moly.
New Year's Eve is on Tuesday. This will be the last episode. This is the last recording of the year.
Wild, y'all. We're going into 2025.
Crazy.
That we'll have to do something around that for our next one.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. I'll work on that. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday, so
maybe. Well, I'm off Wednesday, so we can do something Wednesday if you want. Not all of us have every day off. Yeah. God. I said that today, like, why did we not even plan our days off together? Like,
not thinking that far ahead.
Not, and like, honestly, even like, did not even a thought, nothing, never even occurred to us. That's 23 years of marriage for you right there. So, all right, friend. Well,
all right.
I'm all set if you're all set.
Good.
All right, y'all. Adios.
Peace. Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.